Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about grasshopper mentality. Today, Paul will be talking about the purpose of a blessing. Let's join Paul now as he teaches the purpose of a blessing.
Everybody, this is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries, where every time we get together, we kind of talk and discuss about this dream and this vision that God has put in each one of our hearts, how God wants to bless us, how God wants to use us, how God wants us to have this dream and this vision to be a reality for each and every one of us. How we could be a blessing to others, how we could be a blessing unto God, and how God will bless us. We need to keep that in mind, that we're doing this for the glory of God, where we can reach people that need to be saved, that needs to hear the word, that needs to repent and to be ready to come and to leave this world when God calls us all home. Last time we were together, we talked about the grasshopper mentality. If you remember when Israel got freed from Egypt, they were wandering around in the desert and they came up to the land of Israel, the land that God promised Israel, that he swore an oath and gave to Israel. All they had to do was go in there and take it. But when Israel heard a negative report of the spies that they sent out earlier, they developed, like I said, the grasshopper mentality, which kept them out of the promised land. They saw that the enemy was too big and giants, and they kept looking at themselves like little grasshoppers. But remember, God told them it was their land. All they had to do was to go in and claim it. Because if they remember, Paul told Timothy back in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." If they had remembered that, they could have went in, they could have took possession of that land, and they wouldn't have to be wandering around for 40 years out there in that wilderness for nothing. Every person that was at the age of 20 and older died in the wilderness because of their grasshopper mentality. The only ones that didn't was Moses, Joshua, and Caleb. And we need to be very careful too, that we put fear in place of the promises that God has given us, because he promised that he would go with us, that he would help us, that he will stay with us. And this time I kind of like to talk to you a little bit about the purpose of the blessing. We have been on a powerful spiritual journey every time we get together. We have been building a spiritual foundation for the pilgrimage to our divine destiny. We have learned how God made an eternal, unchanging covenant with Abraham, which extends down through the centuries to us today. We have explored its many provisions and learned how we can enter into it. One question remains, though. Why did God give us these tremendous blessings? One reason, of course, is that God gave these promises because of his love for us. Just as any good earthly father who passes on an inheritance to his sons and daughters, that's what God has done for us. Jesus declared, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." You can read that in John 10:10. That's a promise. That is a promise from God to you and to me. Jesus wants you to have an abundant life. He came to this earth to impart new life, a spiritual life filled with blessings and privileges, including eternal life. All that is good in your life comes from Him. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You can read that in James 1:17, another promise. But there is a purpose much larger than simply enjoying these blessings. The divine purpose is clear. God blessed Abraham so that through him the nations of the world would be blessed. God extended the provisions of this powerful covenant down through the centuries to you so that you would be empowered to bless the world by fulfilling the Great Commission. And that Great Commission is, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And you can read that in Matthew 28:19-20. Why? Through these promises, does God pledge supernatural success? Why does He promise good things to you? Why does He declare He will be your shield and place provisions into your hands? Why does God want to bless you so much? The reason is that, like Abraham and his descendants, you have a divine destiny. You are blessed in order to be a blessing to the world. That is your covenant purpose. God blesses you so you can bless others, however it may be. God may bless you with the gift of money. He may bless you the gift of singing. He may bless you a gift of writing. He may gift you with a blessing of faith and understanding and being able to communicate. These are blessings that God gave to us for us to use for God, for His purpose, for His glory. The more you use your gifts, the more you put yourself out there to trust in God, the more of a blessing and a help you will be, and greater will be your reward with your Father. We need to keep this in mind. Our destiny, our dream, ought to be reaching the lost and unsaved for God. And you know, this world is getting crazier and more ridiculous every time we wake up, and they need the light that we carry, that we can shed, that we can show and lead people to God out of this dark world. We need to keep this in mind. We have all the promises. We have all the help through the Holy Spirit, through God who promised it to us. And we need to act, and we need to depend upon that and claim those promises. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how I enjoy this time that we can get together and to discuss and to visionize what this dream and this vision that you have given to each and every one of us. Father, I pray that you will impart to us your wisdom, that you will help us to claim these promises that you have given to each and every one of us. Father, you have put that covenant with Abraham for us to enjoy, for us to share. And Father, I pray that our vision and our dream will grow so strong within us that we have to act upon it. And that, God, I know that your word said that you will provide everything we need to make this dream and this vision a reality. And Father, I pray that you will be with each and every one that is hearing this. That, Father, that you will touch their hearts, that you will open their minds, that they can understand and know and to realize that they can depend upon you fully. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your promises. And I pray that you will be with each and every one of us, and that you will enlighten every one of us, I pray, and help us to claim these things and these promises in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we thank you for everything that you have done for us in Jesus' precious, wonderful, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying divine destiny with us and today's teaching, The Purpose of a Blessing. Join Paul next week as he talks about your spiritual vision. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can write or email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.